Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Today at approximately 10 a.m., the sheriff's office, assisted by Arcata Police and Humboldt State University Police, served a search warrant at the residence of Eric Eugene Lundin, located in the 1100 block of G Street in Arcata. Lundin was arrested last Monday on several felony charges, including kidnapping, burglary, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. When deputies searched his residence, they located a .22 caliber rifle and large quantities of ammunition. They also found evidence that Lundin is a member of the Mongols motorcycle gang. Deputies will request additional weapons charges be brought against Lundin. The Upper Jacoby Creek neighborhood has earned Firewise Communities USA recognition from the National Firewise Communities Program for their efforts to reduce the vulnerability of homes and landscapes to wildfire. Upper Jacoby Creek residents worked with the Humboldt County Fire Safe Council, CAL FIRE, and the Arcata Fire Protection District in order to assess and identify hazards that could generate fire danger, such as overgrown vegetation along roadsides or power lines. Based on the assessment, the group created and implemented an action plan, enhancing the fire safety of their community. Upper Jacoby Creek is the sixth community in Humboldt County to be recognized by Firewise Communities USA. For more information about wildfire preparedness, please visit www.firewise.org. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team conducted a probation and hotel enforcement operation in the 1200 block of 4th Street on Monday. Detectives contacted two probationers, 34-year-old Thomas Grzymski and 24-year-old Kira Foley, and a search of the pair turned up more than 45 grams of heroin, 34 grams of methamphetamine, and a stolen HP laptop computer. Grzymski was arrested for several drug possession charges, as well as a possession of stolen property charge, and booked. Foley was arrested on possession charges and booked as well. In the past 3 days, the POP team has removed more than 80 grams of heroin and nearly 100 grams of meth from Eureka streets. State Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill that addresses the increasing concerns over the state's prison realignment program. Responding to concerns from local law enforcement, Assembly Bill 601 would send parole violators back to prison instead of county jails, regardless of the latest crime committed. The prison realignment plan keeps felons under state supervision, but unless they commit a serious, violent, or sexually related crime, they are incarcerated locally in an effort to reduce the state prison population. The bill still leaves room for a judge's discretion and won't require a mandatory return to prison. April has been designated Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and local law enforcement, along with the California Highway Patrol, have focused on targeting drivers who use cell phones and other electronic devices while behind the wheel. On Tuesday, state lawmakers introduced a bill that closes a loophole in a piece of legislation passed last year, and it addresses drivers 18 and under. The bill would ban teenagers from using a hands-free device to read or listen to messages left on their phones while driving. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As schools continue to work on their budgetary issues, they will be looking for ways to eliminate wasteful spending. One of these possible targets could be textbooks. The days of lockers and backpacks full of textbooks may soon be over, as more and more schools are looking to present their educational materials through the internet or via flash drives. President of St. Bernard's Catholic School, David Sharp, recently commented on this technological shift and expressed his interest in bringing these ideas to St. Bernard's.
So it's really something that's heavily pushed out there. Schools are moving in that direction. It's something that we're looking to put together, especially, you know, a small cart that, you know, we can have available for a classroom that needs it at that time, get a couple and, you know, have laptops in the classrooms.
However, as Sharp explains, there are risks in converting the educational system to an all-digital format.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into the decision. Yeah, it's great when you look at it on the surface. Everybody's got a new iPad or laptop, but then it's like, okay, what happens when one breaks? What happens when it needs to be serviced? So there's a lot of cost that goes into it, and you know, we're going to do it smartly at first and try to push as much as we can.
Sharp is committed to providing his students with the best education possible. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.